I have no mouse. And it's the news. According to me. Oh, good morning, folks. I have a slight disadvantage this morning. I came down here and my mouse was dead. You know, most of the time people they rejoice over a dead mouse. My Apple mouse battery was dead. I didn't check it last time. I usually plug it in before I leave. If I know I'm going to be gone for a while, and of course it was, I forgot. I saw it that it was getting low, and I just totally forgot to plug it back in. So I started the show. I plugged it in for just a couple minutes while I was reviewing some notes. I don't review notes. I don't have any notes. I was listening to dry bar comedy clips, sort of listen to while I was waiting. I just waited a couple minutes for the old mouse to get at least enough juice. I don't think it got 1%. Just enough to click everything on and get the recording started. Then I plugged it back in again. So hopefully by the end of this show, I'll have a mouse again. Now, the only problem is this leaves me at a disadvantage because I like to click through some things and look at some things. However, I did take a couple screenshots on my phone of something I want to talk about this morning. And neither one of them are what's in my cup. I have my regular chai. By the way, I'm back home in my home studio. And yes, it is a little bit late in the day. It is 10:17. I guess I didn't run through my routine here. It is 10:17 Eastern Standard Time. 10:18 now. Tuesday, June 20th, 2023. The 20th of June. June is almost over. Summer is almost gone. The week is just about through. It's Tuesday. Might as well write it off. It's done. The weekend is upon us. Make your plans now. Spend the next couple days making plans for the weekend. Because it's going to be here before you know it. And get your firewood chalked up for winter because it's going to be here before you know it. Well, that's good chai. For some reason, I think I made it a little bit stronger. I might have put more. I don't know if I have cinnamon. Well, I'm talking kind of fast this morning. I put cinnamon creamer in there. And I'm not sure if I put a little bit more than normal. Or if it was actually a little bit more chai than normal. I think it's more creamer. So the, boy, the old voice. By the way, I have a backup cup this morning, which is sweet tea. I forgot to taste it and make sure it was okay. This is homemade sweet tea that I made last Thursday. So I was hoping it would be okay. Now, speaking of this week, I'm hoping that I might be able to have a live show tomorrow morning. That's the goal, is to have a live show tomorrow morning. Thursday, we'll have a regular show. Friday might even be a possibility of having a regular show on Friday. This could be a trend. It's not guaranteed. It's not a very typical thing for me. I'm not sure how it's going to work out, but we'll see how it goes. We have, the weekend looks like it's going to be another busy weekend for me. And then possibly getting back on, I'll probably have to travel over the weekend again, the way it's going to look. It's probably the way it's going to happen. So Monday's a little bit sketchy next week. There's the report. That's the full report. So now you know what to expect. Now, having said all that, I do have this interesting picture that I took of a screenshot and something that was on Facebook. A friend of mine from high school, a longtime friend. How long has it been now since we've been in high school? It's been 40 years, 40 some years, 45. I've known this guy for probably 45 years. Good friend of mine. Unfortunately, he lives in another state now. He lives quite a way distance away from me, and we don't stay in contact very much other than on Facebook, occasionally liking each other's photos or posts. Just has remained a good, solid guy all of his life. Very intelligent, smart guy, and appreciate his friendship a lot, even though it's one of those things where it's, I look back on my childhood growing up and who I am, and he's just one of those people who I spent a lot of time with as a kid, as a young kid growing up. I got to go with him on several occasions where his, you know, his family would be going somewhere and his dad would say, hey, you can take a friend if you want. And I was that friend. I got to go and do things and adventures that, you know, just most kids wouldn't have gotten to go on. It's just the experiences. I saw the Indy 500 like 3 or 4 years in a row with his family. I was able to just do stuff out at their farm. They rented a farmhouse. They didn't have a farm, but it was a farmhouse, and the farmer actually rented the house out. And just got to do stuff out there, just radio-controlled airplanes and models and stuff, and just good experiences, good times, good, clean fun, learning things and doing stuff. It was just fun, just trying to stay out of trouble, you know. Anyway, this is my friend. So he posted this thing, and it was I thought it was funny. And of course, you have to understand he has some friends apparently who are leftists. Obviously, you're gonna find that out here real quick. The post, basically, the initial thing was, you know, campaign slogan, you know, Biden Fetterman, 2024. Campaign slogan. Clueless in America. The two of them make such a great couple because they, you know, 95, 95, 95. You know, it is painful to listen to Fetterman try to, and you have to understand, Fetterman is reading directly from a script. They set him up. They get everything around, everybody around him. Everybody, okay, we're going to have John Fetterman speak today. You're going to ask him a question, and he's got a response written down. He's going to go through the whole thing. And he can't even get through it coherently. You know, you can kind of understand what he's trying to say, I think. Now, I'm not making light of this guy needs therapy. He needs help. He doesn't need a job as a representative of the people. Yeah, it's great that, okay, so it's good that this guy can find a job and he can work and can be. Should we make him an airline pilot? Just to show that, oh, look, we're going to put him in a position of airline pilot just because, or bus driver, or whatever it is, where people's lives depend on him to make good decisions and communicate clearly. You would think that would be a prerequisite to be a representative of the people. One, to be able to speak clearly so that you can speak on behalf of the people. The other one is to understand things clearly. Communication skills are pretty much all about, it's 99% of politics. The other 1% is, I guess, administrative duties, which they obviously don't do very well, which is so I'm only giving it 1%. So this guy posts this as a joke, posts this little Biden Fetterman 2024 campaign slogan, Clueless in America. Pretty funny. So this guy, he comes on here. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to say his name. Trump DeSantis slogan. Rights? RIGHT. Rights? You don't need no stinking rights. So, then we go to all four of the comments here after that this guy has. So this guy responds. And he says, exactly what rights are they usurping? That is, quote, actual rights, end quote, and not made up, quote, rights, end quote. Well, this guy comes back and he says, oh, I don't know, voting rights, reproductive rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for those who aren't white, male, homosexual, heterosexuals, just for a start. The reason I'm going to go through this little thing is because it kind of epitomizes, summarizes a large chunk of where the left is in their narrative that they continue to hone in on. And these people are supposedly intelligent and they actually believe this stuff. This is why the Republican Party has got to get their act together. They have got to get on point with their message. They have got to... The Republican Party is in a position of defense. They're trying to protect the founders and what they established so long ago. But you cannot move forward with the progressives and compromise if you're at the same time trying to defend yourself, trying to defend your principles and the founding principles of this nation. And they just, and this is why, I believe, this is why Donald Trump, even though the establishment Republicans don't like Donald Trump because he goes against the grain with the way the establishment Republicans, the rhinos, if you want to call them that, they really do believe. I think the rhinos really believe that they're the Republican Party, and they really are the backbone of the Republican Party. They're the ones who really establish who the Republican Party is. They're the identity of the Republican Party. I think that's what they think. They define who the Republican Party is. The problem is they've gotten so far away. They've been dragged down this road with blinders on. I've shared this analogy before. The Democrats always want you to meet in the middle. We got this radical leftist idea. They want you to meet in the middle. Well, okay, you guys are over there. You're holding fast to these things. We're over here. We want to free up and establish more liberty. Well, we'll meet in the middle. So the Republicans come forward and they meet in the middle. Then the left takes a further left stand. If you don't believe this, look at where JFK was as a Democrat, since we're going to talk about Robert Kennedy as well. Just 50 years ago, where the Democrat Party was, and where they are today, and where they're going, further and further to the left. Look at where the Republican Party is today, where it was 50 years ago. The Republican Party would look liberal today compared to where the Democrats were 50 years ago. JFK would probably not even be considered, he'd be considered too conservative by the Republican establishment today. Donald Trump doesn't have any ideology, any principles, really. He doesn't have a political ideology. He doesn't have a political, what do you want to call it? Esoteria. He's just trying to do what he thinks is right for the country and run it like a business. And right now, that's kind of what we need. And character and assassinations, all, you know, whatever. He's thick-skinned about that stuff to the point where he sees the ridiculousness of all the nature of all this stuff that's going on with him. And I think it'll, slightly naive, he thinks that it's going to become obvious. Well, the problem is you've got people who are choosing to be blind to the reality of some of these things. They think Donald Trump is guilty just because he's guilty. Just because he's Donald Trump, he's guilty of everything. This guy should be locked up and throw in the key and throw away the key, whatever. He should be slammed into prison because he's a pig. He's a misogynist. We'll get into more of this, you know, as this little talk goes on between the two. But this, it really does canonize, I think, some of the things that where the left is in their ideology, and how ridiculous and unhinged they've become. So let's continue on here. So this guy asks, you know, what these rights are, and this guy goes through this little list: voting rights, reproductive rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for those who aren't white, male, heterosexuals, just for a start. That's those three little topics right there pretty much nail a lot of things that's very important for the left right now. Voting rights, the whole voting issue, reproductive rights, which he calls reproductive rights, which abortion, the right to kill a child. And of course, the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness only for white males. Because, you know, we take the rights away from everybody else. You don't have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness if you're not white male, a white male, especially a Christian male. You know, you're the only one with rights. This guy, he just comes back with this statement. It's a pretty long statement. All valid U.S. citizens have the right to vote. Not necessarily. There are felons who are valid U.S. citizens who do not have the right to vote. Believe it or not. When you commit a felony, certain class felony, you lose the right to vote. You made that choice when you committed the felony. That's how that works. Besides, here's a good point. Show me the right to vote in the Constitution, in the Bill of Rights. It does not exist. It is a system that is established outside of the Constitution. Each state determines how they will set their who they will choose for representatives. The Senate, in fact, the Senate used to be chosen by the governing state. They didn't used to have a vote for the Senate, for the Senate representatives, the federal Senate representatives. It used to be just chosen by the governor. And they started putting it up for a vote. The Congress representatives were voted for. The House representatives. Little known tidbit there. That hasn't always been that way. So anyway, we continue on here. All valid U.S. citizens have the right to vote. So in general, yes, that's true. Requiring valid ID and keeping accurate voting rolls in no way infringes on the right to vote. Period. It does not. Of course, he doesn't refute this. They just throw this out there. Voting rights. Oh, you have to have an ID. Well, that's the poor. You know, they're going after the blacks because they don't know where the license bureau is. They don't know where, you know, they don't know how to get an ID. They can't afford an ID. We give IDs away for free. You can go to the license bureau, which they apparently don't know how to find. This is the most racist kind of thing you can just, this is, talk about downplaying a whole culture. It's the racism of low expectations, they call it. Well, the poor people don't know how to get there. They can't afford to get there Oh, really? So they don't have a driver's license. They can't afford it. So, and how much of the population cannot afford to get a driver's license? Can't afford to go to the license bureau to get a free ID. So it says all valid U.S. citizens have the right to vote. Requiring valid ID and keeping accurate voting rolls in no way infringes on the right to vote. On the contrary, he says, it protects your voting rights by not allowing your vote to be possibly negated by a fraudulent vote. In other words, someone on the other side cancels your vote by fraudulently voting. We have the right to reproduce. Everybody has the right to reproduce. China, for a while, had a one-child policy. We don't have that here, at least not by force. You can have as many kids as you want. Reproductive rights. That's called reproducing. You have the right to reproduce. You don't have the right to go through the act of reproducing, which you choose to do, by the way. Well, what about rape and incest? Okay, let's say that abortion is only allowed for people who have been raped or who have children from an incestual relationship. Let's just narrow it down to that. Are you okay with that? Apparently that's the big issue here. That's the one big turning point. No, of course, because it's less than 1% of the abortions that are done are because of rape and incest. 99% of the abortions would be canceled today. But they always bring that up because they think it's a radical. Now, personally, I still think it's life. For whatever the circumstances are, that life is still here. And if we were a decent society, we would still do whatever we could to protect that life. Now, however, they make it sound like you're the cruel one because you want to punish this person who has been raped to have a child, to bear that child. Well, the child didn't commit a crime. Why are you taking his life, his or her life away? Tragedies happen. How we respond to them says more about who we are. We have the right to reproduce, he says. Seems no one is stopping that, apparently. Your term, quote, reproductive rights, end quote, is deliberately misleading, I would agree. Because what it really means is that we want the right to kill, abort, any fetus always seems to be called a baby when the parents want it. Funny that I don't, but I digress, he says. At any time for any reason. So they want to be able to abort the child at any time for any reason. In fact, they are going to the point. Here again, this is an example of the radical left pushing further to the radical left. Even after birth, they have put legislation on the table in Congress. Post-birth abortion, not just up to the point of 9 months, folks. Up to the point of the day of birth, after the birth. The child is born, viable, and they want to have the right to kill the child. Because it's, you know, it's not viable. It's not viable on its own yet. Most Democrats aren't viable on their own, apparently. On government assistance. Think about that. If you're on government assistance, you're not viable on your own. So the government could just say, well, you know, you're not viable. You're not essential. You're a burden to society. Which brings me to another issue about Amazon recently. I'll try to remember to get back to that. A little bit spooky. You see, I actually believe in this fundamental right to life, he says. By gosh, it's even in our founding documents, he says. As for the pursuit of happiness, did I miss something here? Yeah, I missed something here. What did I not take a picture of for some reason? Oh, maybe I did this. Maybe let's try this. Nope, that's not it. Yeah, so I didn't take a picture, apparently. I'll have to go back to my page here real quick. Let's see if I can find this again. I think I did save the post. Now it's not there anymore. Let's see where could it possibly have gone. I have, not sure where this would be even. In my saved stuff. Well, I don't know what happened to it. He goes on to explain this whole thing about rights, not special rights, you know, things that are special rights. Oh, here we go. Maybe it's here somewhere. No, I don't see it there. Oh, interesting. Very, very interesting. Well, sorry to bore you with this. I want to take one look, one more place here. See if I can find. That's not going to be possible, I don't think. So, yeah, that's just bizarre. I saved it in Save for Later. I don't know where Save for Later is on my phone here. It's just I don't see it anywhere. It's not. Maybe it's in this part here. Save for Later. Save for Later. Community help settings, messenger, logout, saved. Here we go, saved. Most recent. It's not even there. Not even in my most recent stuff. Very, very strange. Yeah, let's look at this one here. It might be here. Here, I found it. Here we go. So, we have, it was on your term reproductive rights. Yeah, here we go. I actually believe in this fundamental right, blah, 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 blah. As for the pursuit of happiness, for those who are not white, male heterosexuals, are you kidding me? He says. Asians, not long ago, despised population segment, now are much more successful economically than whites. Yes, the black population as a whole still lags behind. But when we take a closer look, Nigerian immigrants and their offspring have been quite successful, and so have been the Haitians. There is something else working here, and it's not racism. Well, I would say it is racism. I would say it is a a backwards formed racism from the left because you're keeping people down. There's a really good story, a really good documentary. I think I talked about this the other day. Called the Great Awakening, and how welfare and the welfare system, unfortunately, has become this system that keeps people down, keeps you right on the edge of poverty all the time, and you never, because you're looking for a hand out instead of a hand up. Now, some people need it. Unfortunately, there would be more available to them if the other people would be encouraged to be more productive and had understood their potential in life. Rather than just thinking that they just have to wait on a government check. Sorry for the long reply, he says, but I believe in actually looking at facts rather than throwing out vague talking points with nothing to back them up. I do agree with the first part of your reply. I don't know. Quote, he says, I don't know. The guy says, I don't know. He agrees with that. You don't know. Which is kind of funny. You've certainly left the impression that you don't. So then he comes back and says, yawn. Then the guy comes back and says, sorry to bore you. Do go back to denying reality. The Democratic Party depends on you. So then he comes back with this big, long explanation. This is the liberal. He comes back and says, quote, pro-life is a misnomer. True pro-life people would balance the health. See, he's pushing this back. He's projecting this back on the pro-life people. Now, think about this. He's saying it's okay to kill babies in the womb. But, oh, you're the problem because true pro-life people would balance the health of the mother with that of the baby. Again, If the mother's life is truly in danger with this pregnancy, we'll give you that. Okay, we'll concede to that for now. Oh, that's not enough either. Rape, incest, and health of the mother is in jeopardy. Of course, now they take, you know what they do with that? Well, that means, you know, she'll be in poverty if she has this child and has to take care of it. She'll be in poverty. So that's the health of the mother. You're destroying, so she really needs to be able to get rid of the child so she can have a career. Well, it's called adoption. True pro-life people would seek a system that provides good care for the life of the child after it's born, if a parent cannot or will not provide for it. There is a system. There is such a system, folks. There are people, there are parents, there are people right now waiting for children to adopt. And I'm going to mention this, and I might take some flack for this, and but I'm going to bring it up. Because this just points the finger at the cultural problem we have, and I think it's worth mentioning. I don't care if you hate me for saying it. But I think it stares us right in the face all the time. You cannot deny this, what I'm about to say. And if you do, it just shows where you are in your terms of, in your racial twistedness. How many, and I'm just going to get into the whole black and white thing right now, because I don't know any other term to use. African-American, whatever you want to call them. Whites, whatever you want to call them. Blacks, African-American, Haitian-Americans, brown people, whatever, people of color. I don't know what you want to call them. Caucasians, whites, Europeans, whatever. We're just going to say whites and blacks right now, because that's the term I'm going to use. Call me a racist if you want to. I don't know what else to do with that. Whatever term you use today is a racist term. It's just putting people in these boxes doesn't make me comfortable anyway. So here we go. How many black families have you seen that have adopted a white child? I'll wait for you to give me that answer. How many have you seen? Think of it. Use your fingers, toes, however. Count on however many hands you need. Get your calculator out. If you need time to go look back, go through your memory banks, add them all up. How many have you seen? Black families adopting white children. I'll go a step further. Now, this is always hard to tell. How many black families have you seen who have adopted black children? Well, black families are poor. Here again, we have the expectations that all blacks are poor. Folks, I've spent some time in some black communities. I have never seen so many Mercedes-Benz, Corvettes, Land Rovers. You name it. If you can afford that kind of a car, you can afford to adopt a child. Now, this brings up another issue. A system, talk about a system for adopting children and taking care of them, after they're born. It is expensive to adopt a child, which it appalls me. Now, not just anybody should just be able to walk up to a counter and get a child for nothing. I don't mind the process of qualifying and having some kind of standards for people to adopt. The problem I have is the amount of money it costs. It is extremely expensive. I would rather see that money go to that child's future. Take the money. If I were a lawyer, and here maybe I wouldn't do this. I don't know, because if I were an adoption lawyer, here's what I would establish in a nonprofit organization, and here's what I would do: the fees that we take in for adoption, 90% of that fee, would guess where it would go? Into a college fund. for that child. That's how that system would work. You want to pay $10,000 to adopt a child? You're going to have $9,000 put away into one of those, what is it, K-19, whatever it is. Kind of, I don't know what kind of fund it is. Goes in there, it's locked in until they go to college, and it grows and grows and grows until they get into college. There you go. There's your college fund. Regardless of what happens with your parents, whether they get divorced, whether whatever happens, that money stays with you, and it is yours when you get to college age and you want to go to college. That money, that funding is there for you. There's a system that would take care of a lot of those things. I don't know how you do that. Maybe the parents would just be required to put up money into that fund, and then there you go. Rather than having to pay a lawyer, you have to invest in that child's future, show that you're able and willing to do that before you can have a child. But, okay, I'm all for that. But there are plenty of parents out there who will pay the money. And the problem I have with it is, where did that money go? That was money that they could have used to live, to help support, to create a better life for that child. But now they're financially strapped with the cost of the adoption itself. Anyway, I digress on that point. Now, we go further down here, and of course, this is where the guy, you know, I just blew it. Here we go. Let's go back to this again. Back down here. I think I read all that one. So he continues to go on here. This is where he gets into the big, long explanation. True pro-life people would balance the health of the mother and the baby. True pro-life people would seek a system that provides good care for the life of the child after it's born, if the parent cannot or will not provide for it. Pro-life would mean access to and education about birth control so that unwanted pregnancies are less likely to happen. Most of the organizations who get protested, who get firebombed, who get graffiti painted on them, are those kinds of organizations. These are the pro-life people. Who are you talking? Do you see anybody on the left providing this education? You're so pro-abortion. Well, the answer is just abortion. It's not, you would, this isn't even Bill Clinton's definition. Abortion should be legal, fair, and rare. Or whatever it is, legal, available, legal, and rare. Well, if you really have that mentality that, okay, let's limit. So they won't even go to the center on this one. They won't even say, okay, well, let's try to limit, let's make abortion legal, but let's try to eliminate the numbers of abortions by providing. They won't even chip in with this part of it. There's no government organization that provides you with access to education about birth control so that unwanted pregnancies are less likely to happen. And no, Planned Parenthood does not do that. But here is what you really need to know about it. So he continues. Striking down Roe was almost as bad for Republican candidates as it was for women's rights. The majority of Americans believe in choice. You still have choice. The problem is the left narrated this to the point where they made it sound like striking down Roe versus Wade at the Supreme Court eliminated abortion around the country. It did not. It put it to the state's level. And yes, they're doing just fine now, aren't they? Those Republicans in those states. The big brouhaha before the 2020 election, it was all politicized by the left. Making it sound like coat hangers are going to come back out again. And, blah, 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 blah. And they had this one case of a child in Ohio who traveled to Indiana to have an abortion. Or whatever it was. However it was that happened. And come to find out, it was incest. And yet we cannot find that child. We cannot find these parents. The whole story dissolved after it was spoken of on the campaign trail. Joe Biden talked about this story on the campaign trail, and then nobody can find it. Nobody can find anything about it. It was all a straw man, all a phony story. This is the kind of thing that they do all the time when the political football of the day. The majority of Americans believe in choice. The dog caught the rabbit, and it doesn't know what to do with it now. That's what he says. If the midterm elections weren't a hint, I don't know what would be. Trump has been in... Here he goes now. He goes into this. Now he's talking about the midterms. And again, the midterms... Midterm elections were not about abortion. Trump has been indicted, and he could face up to 400 years in prison for stealing classified documents. Listen to this. Think about this for a moment. 400 years in prison for stealing classified documents. This is the story that they want to perpetuate now. This is what this guy believes because he's been listening to MSNBC and CNN. This is how ridiculous this has gotten. Trump has been indicted, and he could face up to 400 years in prison for stealing classified documents. I guarantee you, if Hillary Clinton had been indicted for anything, he wouldn't have went, oh my goodness, she's indicted, and she's facing prison time for destroying evidence, for not complying with a subpoena. Hello. Then he goes on. He was already found guilty of sexual assault and also faces felony charges for falsifying business documents to cover up hush payments to a prostitute. Let me just take a moment here to ask if he has ever said anything about Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, in fact. Bill Clinton has sex with an intern in the Oval Office. What do we hear from the left? Crickets. They would have let it slide. They were not going to go along with an impeachment. In fact, they ended up not impeaching him. The House impeached him. Here's where the Republicans got it wrong. Well, we took a shellacking at the next election, so we can never impeach anybody. This is why they're afraid to impeach Biden. They're afraid to impeach Biden because they're afraid of what might happen at the general. Well, we're looked at as we're vilified if we do that. Because look at what happened last time we did it. We lost the next election. I don't think it was about that. They connect dots that don't exist. This is where the Republican Party gets it wrong all the time. This is where they need to really get their act together and stop, I'll say it, tiptoeing around guilty of sexual assault. No, he was not found guilty of sexual assault. And by the way, these people in Hollywood who call him a pig and say he should be, I'd like to punch him in the face. Let's look into the moral background of these individuals a little bit. See what kind of people they've been throughout their years. How many marriages they've had. How many sexual partners they've had. I might remind you that many of these people are still very famous and have had incredible, in fact, legal allegations against them. Some of them have been found guilty in some cases. of rape, at least statutory, many cases, Bill Clinton has sex with an intern in the Oval Office. Now, let me ask you something. This is where it gets a little bit funny for me, because people think, oh, it was just that one. Oh, yeah, okay, so we had that one thing happen with Monica Lewinsky. It was consensual. Well, he was in a marriage at the time, and she didn't consent, as far as we know. Hillary didn't consent to it, as far as we know. Maybe she did. I don't know. Maybe she didn't care. They probably have some kind of agreement. I don't know. Here's the problem. Remember Jennifer Flowers. Another one by the name of Paula. The list goes on and on here, folks, of people who he admitted to being with. And here's the real issue. Do you think that Monica Lewinsky was the only one? Do you really think Monica Lewinsky was the only one? They just happened to be able to prove it. Well, he admitted to it. Yeah, he admitted to it after he denied it several times. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Monica Lewinsky. Look at me. I'm telling you the truth right now. Look at me in the eye. Pointed at us and he said that. He was lying through his teeth. He is still touted to this very day as being one of the great Democrat candidates. He was one of the greatest presidents we ever had. And this guy. Now, by the way, this whole story that this lady made up of Waldorf's or whatever the place is called in New York or wherever it is. There was an episode, a television episode of, what was that one thing that was, dun-dun, that the little, yeah, whatever it was, episode of Law and Order, I think it was, where this guy comes in with the same story about what happened at Waldorf's. This was several years ago. With the exact same story that she's telling. Exactly. She had this fantasy and she told him to come in and do this thing. And it's exactly the same thing. This is the lady who said, who told, what's his name? Fascinating to talk to. You're fascinating to talk to. Can't think of the guy's name. It's on CNN. She was interviewing this. She's being interviewed by this guy, and he was talking about how he was asking her questions about rape. Well, it wasn't rape. You know, it was just, but it wasn't right. It didn't feel good. Whatever. It wasn't comfortable. It wasn't right. It hurt. Well, you know, and Stina goes, well, that sounds like rape. And she goes, well, you know, some people think of rape as a sexual fantasy. Really? Well, we're cutting to a break right now. That's he wasn't sure what to do with that. All right. So he goes on with this whole thing. This is just the hypocrisy of this whole thing. It just amazes me. So, okay. And we haven't heard yet about the potential treason charges related to January 6, 2020. Treason, January 6, 2020. Folks, they are unleashing their whole minds, all their minds are now exploding with all the stuff that they've been brewing for years. Russia, Russia, Russia. January 6th, the day that we'll live in infamy. There's Pearl Harbor. 9/11 and January 6th, the day when they tried to insurrect our government. If that doesn't tell you how messed up the Republicans in this country are right now, I don't know what does. Well, no, he doesn't know. A group of voters who will judge anyone for being a sinner and then look to him as their leader just boggles my mind. This is what this guy says. I'm not a real fan of Biden, and I certainly would think the Democrats could find someone better to run for president. But he's far better than the guys the Republicans are putting up. This guy comes back and says, read my last response. There's a lot of reality in it for you to chew on. If you support Trump, you are denying reality. So this is what he said. Now, I take it back. This is the guy that wrote this big long thing about the last tirade there. He's sending out another comment. So he's saying that the Republican who supports Trump is denying reality. This is the narrative that we have now, folks. Robert Kennedy Jr. was being interviewed by Joe Rogan. This guy's like 69 years old. Pretty good shape for a 69-year-old. This is coming from somebody who's over 60. I'm saying he's in pretty good shape. I hope to be in that kind of shape when I'm 69. Now, he's got vocal problems. Hard to listen to. If we have to have a Democrat in the White House, he's the only Democrat right now that I've seen that I would trust in the White House. However, the deep state will have nothing of it. They are scared to death of this guy. He was on recently talking about vaccines and chemicals and all kinds of other things, and he's an expert on this stuff. He has studied this stuff for a long time. Now, he's also said that he's concerned for his life. He knows that. Now, there's this boogeyman mentality that the CIA, if they want to get you, they can reach out and get you anytime. Anytime they want to, they can just eliminate you from the planet Earth. Folks, it's just not that easy. Yeah, they can set him up. He'll be on the campaign trail. They could put something in place. But it takes a team of people in order to do that. And it's very difficult to get that accomplished. They can't just reach out and touch you anytime they want. But that's the story that they want you to think. That's the caricature that they want to develop, because they want the CIA and the NSA. They're all out there, and they can reach out and get anybody at any time. We know where everybody is, and we can get you. So behave. That's the story they want you to believe. That's who they want. That's the big boogeyman thing. Because as long as you're doing everything right, no reason to have a problem with it. But you know, if you get out of line, we're going to get you. Just like they're getting Donald Trump. You know, this investigation into Hunter Biden has been going on for over 7 years. 7 years. Let that soak in for a minute. Well, there are some people making some very bold statements about how the FBI and the deep state like to control people in politics. We've got this on you, and we will control you. As long as you comply, everything's going to be just fine. This is what they do. They get leverage. It's called leverage on a person. Well, they tried to get leverage on Donald Trump. It didn't work. Comey got fired. So they just start cracking down. Next thing you know, Michael Flynn is being, we're just going to send some guys over. Because you know that the Trump organization over there is pretty messed up, that they're in kind of turmoil. We have to go through certain channels. They're kind of unorganized right now because they just got into office. So we're just going to send some guys over. We're going to entrap the guy. And then he's going to end up, you know, going to jail, having to resign. Going to have to eliminate him because he was director of the DOJ, I think, the DOD, I think, for a while or whatever it was. He was in military intelligence. He knew what was going on. Well, like, Michael Flynn could come back. I had the feeling he's going to come back bigly if Trump gets reelected. Now, Mike Pence has come out and said he's going to clean house. All these intelligence agencies, he's got a clean house. Now, okay, great. By the way, Trump appointed Christopher Wray as the director of the FBI. He's a problem because, and Trump appointed him. Really? Let me tell you how this works. The FBI comes to you and says, these are the three people that are qualified. Pick one of the three. The president doesn't come up and say, well, you know, I got this guy over here in Utah that I know. I want him to be the head of the FBI now. Now, he could have. It's not the way it works. They present you with their people. Much like the Federal Reserve does the same thing. Chairman of the Federal Reserve. They give you five options or three or four options to pick. And they're all on the board already. And the board was established by the oligarchs at the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is not federal. It's not a federal organization. It's a private bank. It is in contract with the federal government. They make money out of nothing. They just say, there it is. They don't print it. They just decide how much is out there. And we pay them interest on that money that they made up out of nowhere. I'm going to give you $1 million. Make it out of thin air. Here's $1 million, and you get to pay me interest on that. That's ridiculous. So then we have the deep state here is the big issue behind this all this stuff. And they are in cahoots with the left-wing media. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. This is what's happening. We're seeing it all around us. Twitter files, all this stuff that's happened, the Wikipedia file, the Wiki files, WikiLeaks, Snowden, all this stuff has exposed them for who they are and what they are. They're not for the American people. They are for the state. If we're controlling us. So Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He comes up in this thing with Joe Rogan. He talks about all this vaccination stuff and chemicals in the water and all this other stuff he's talking about. Well, this doctor apparently has come out. And I don't know his name, Newsy or whatever his name is. Comes out and says, this guy's all wrong. He starts coming out with all these tweets about how wrong this guy is. And he's got his doctorate. He's an MD as well. He's got his PhD. And he's talking about, I'm not going to. And he's a guy who's on MSNBC all the time. He looks like a freaking quack. There's no other way to describe it. He's like a total quack. And he comes on. I think he wears a bow tie. He's just a weird looking guy. He's got this weird mustache beard thing going on, and he comes out, talks about how wrong this guy is. So they invite him on to debate on Joe Rogan, long as it takes. Sometimes his shows go on for hours, and he refuses. I'm not even going to entertain getting on debating. I do not debate with these people and give them credibility to debate with them on. Because it's just, there's no use debating with these people who are believing conspiracy theories. You would think it would be a slam dunk for a smart guy like this who has all the science behind him. He could just bring it. Just slam dunk it. He knows he can't win with this guy because JFK has the receipts. I'm sorry, RFK has the receipts. He has documents. He has studies. Out the wazoo on stuff that show that he's right on stuff. He's not just willy-nilly making stuff up like the people on the left do. Well, you know, if you just wear a second mask, you know, within another layer, it just stands to reason that a second layer would do more good. This is like the guy wearing two life jackets because the first life jacket isn't effective unless you wear the second life jacket. And you got to have your life jackets on or the guy wearing his life jacket it's not effective. You have to wear your life jacket in order to make the other life jacket more effective. Otherwise, we're going to boot you out of the store. I don't know what just happened, but oh, there it goes. My computer just about went into sleep mode. Not sure why. I think it's because my mouse isn't working. So it's just interesting stuff, folks. We're in an interesting time, interesting point. I'd like to point these things out because these are people on the left who've been listening to, they've got their heads steeped in MSNBC and CNN. They're listening to the left-wing media, and they believe all this stuff. They literally have soaked in this stuff to the point where they believe in it. Now, you could say the same thing about the right listening to Fox News.
Well, they're just listening to Fox News. That's all they get.
When you have people bringing actual records, like these 1023 papers that the FBI denied existed, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, they do exist, but oh, we're not sure they're credible. Oh, yeah, well, we did. They are credible. They're from a credible source, but we're concerned about his life. Well, yeah, well, he could come and testify. He's not dead yet. Yeah, there's recordings, but we can't talk about those because that would implicate some things. It's part of an ongoing investigation. Wait. We can't talk about any of this because it's part of an ongoing investigation that's been going on for the last 7 years. You can't comment on it. And you can't see these unclassified documents. We have to redact them. We're trying to protect people. Protect the sources. And they don't care about the sources. They're protecting Joe Biden. And it's gotten ridiculous at this point. Absolutely pathetic and ridiculous. I don't know where we go from here, folks. I'm at a loss at this point. I have no idea what we do with this because it is literally out of control. And until we come up with a candidate or some leaders who have some guts. They're reluctant right now. Marjorie Taylor Greene is the only one who's come up with articles of impeachment for Joe Biden. Nobody else is even talking about it. Well, and the whole reason for that is because they're scared of the next election.
Well, it could hurt our chances at the next election cycle.
They're always in election cycle. This is the off year right now, and they're still concerned about the election cycle for 2024. It's baloney. They have no guts. They have, you know what? No guts, no glory. Folks, step up to the plate. Get your act together. Part of the whole thing about the Republican stance and the thing they're going to have to realize is that they're going to have to educate people. You can't just come up with policies and expect people to understand what the policies. Oh, we put all these policies into place. People should be appreciative of that. Well, the people who educate themselves are. But the problem is you've got to come up with an educational system where you're. These are why we put these policies in place, because your rights, your liberties, your individual liberty is why we put these policies into place, because people don't understand individual liberty anymore. It is not being taught in the schools. Public school system does not teach individual liberty. They teach social constructs that are hollow as hollow can be, based on special interest groups and special rights for the marginalized. Tell me, what rights do I have that a homosexual does not have? What rights in the Bill of Rights do I have that a black person doesn't have? That a female doesn't have. If there are social issues where these problems exist, then we need to deal with them on that level right there where they exist. We cannot start establishing special rights for protected groups because then other people's rights are marginalized. The very thing you're trying to prevent is the very thing that's happening. But they don't care because the white Christian male is expendable. It's time to get back at him. Retribution. Listen to tomorrow. I'm planning on having some clips, some snippets. One of them is from the left. It's They call him Pencil Neck. I'm not gonna call him Pencil Neck. I'm not gonna stoop to that point, calling him Pencil Neck. Adam Schiff says, "Well, you know, we're concerned that, you know, Donald Trump, if he gets back into office, he's going to weaponize the DOJ to come back after his political enemies. He's going to try to put me in jail. He's going to try to throw me in jail because he sees me as his political enemy. I consider it a badge of honor to be his political enemy." Really? You don't see the irony in what you just said? You've been trying to get Donald Trump slammed. I listened to a lawyer, Robert Gavea, was talking about this yesterday. I'm sorry, I'm going a little bit long on my show today. Robert Gavea was talking about this yesterday on his show. He was talking about how when they arraign someone like this, when they put Donald Trump, when they show up for trial, and they can put all kinds of rules. They can actually lock him up if they think he's a flight risk. They can require him to do all, there's this whole list of things that can go down. They can check off these boxes. You're required to do this, this, and this, and this, and this, until your trial date, until we get through with trial. They can force him to go to classes. They can force him to do all kinds of things. Now, you think if this was a New York judge that he was standing before, they probably would have checked off every single one of those boxes. You can be detained. You can be put in prison until the trial is over. You can all these different things that they can do. And they probably would do them in New York or in D.C., Think about this, how ridiculous this is. He didn't steal classified documents. If you want to talk about stealing classified documents, let's talk about Joe Biden. As a senator, somehow got classified documents from a skiff that ended up in his garage, and nobody on the left seems to care about that. They don't even want to talk about it. Oh, it didn't happen. No, it's nothing to see here. Move along. Trump. Russia. I'm sick of this. I'm absolutely sick of it. I'm at the point where it's either time to take action or just completely resolve to just not do anything at all and just forget it and just move on with my life and just let it implode. Do we even try to fix this at this point? Does the country even care enough? Is it worth going through what we're going to have to go through to get this all fixed? Or do we just say, scrap it? It's done. We lost. It's over. I'm not in that at that point. I don't think it's worth being over with yet. But the Republican Party has got to get its act together. It's got to get some people who can communicate what the founding fathers established, why we believe what we believe, because that is the battle we're in right now. It is an informational battle that I think we have to win. We have to win this battle. And it is all about ideology, principles, and information. And until the Republican Party gets their act together and understands that and realizes that, they're going to lose. We've got to either oust the rhinos or reform them or convince them and help them to understand that the party is not what it is. It's not the industrial military complex and big pharma. It's not about the donor class anymore. People are getting involved and they want to be involved and they will get involved one way or another. So, long show for a Tuesday. Over an hour, well over an hour. Sorry, folks. But that's what it is. It is what it is. It is what it is. So we have tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the live show. Probably going to be around 8:30, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, I'm hoping. It may be a little bit later than that. The later it goes before the show starts, the better the show is going to be, because I'm probably just prepping for the show. I'm going to try to put together some clips, some video, audio. Well, audio for you. The audio stripped from the video. And put all that stuff together for tomorrow. And in the meantime, let's be on our knees praying for our country, praying for our leaders, that God would have his day in our nation. God bless everybody. Have a great day.